This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Yeah, baby. It is a Rouse's Football Friday. Time to kick off a beautiful weekend. And, yeah, we've got Sunday off if the Saints have their bye, but there's still lots of great football to talk about, basketball as well. Glad you joined me, Mike Haas and Saints legend Deuce McAllister for Fans and the Pro. Today we are coming to you live from the Best Bank at Rouse's Market on LaPalco in Marrero, 6205 LaPalco. LaPalco in Ames. You can't miss it. Mr. Deuce, how are you?
Doing well, sir. How are you? Thank you for ordering this perfect weather. I didn't think that you cared about us earlier this week when you sent that
cold.
Awful.
You don't like the cold?
God awful. I mean,
that would have been perfect tonight for fall football.
For who?
For me. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, as a former player, it wouldn't have been perfect. And then as a player out there, it would not have been perfect. You know how that was going to hurt you every time you got hit?
Because it was cold.
You got to think about it now. Most of those programs now, they don't have the heaters on the sideline or even the heated benches, and so now you scrambling just to get some tights and some hand warmers. So, man, don't do those kids like that, Mike.
All right, we didn't. So now it's like 75, so it's perfect. It's going to maybe get down into the 60s tonight. Beautiful show we got coming for you. We'll talk to Deuce, of course, about the big Saints win 17-7 over the Panthers. They don't play until they take on the Falcons next Sunday. We'll talk about LSU's big game against Arkansas, the Battle of the Boot. Early tomorrow, Tiger Stadium and Pelicans basketball tonight. It's the Pels against the L.A. Lakers in the Smoothie King Center. Great lineup ahead as we talk Pelicans with Odyssey Sports NBA insider Nick Friedel at 4:35, and then we will drill down on LSU. That could be that's a two-hour show right there to get a preview of the matchup with the Razorbacks, see what's going on in the SEC, the coaching openings.
And then Nuss re-aggravated the injury.
So you have Nussmeier.
Is he even active?
Whit Weeks is questionable still. He hadn't played in three games.
It's longer than that for Whit, isn't it?
I think he's missed three. This would be his fourth, I think.
I thought it may have been longer. Yeah, maybe a little bit longer than that because it's been a while.
Right.
And that defense has missed him. They've missed his presence. They've missed his ability. His ability to be able to go out and make plays. That defense has missed him. I mean, but even if the numbers are down a little bit, you still got to score points. And that's been the problem, a season-long issue.
To me, and you know, we're not going to get too down this road, but if they – in that Alabama game, they had opportunities early in that game to change the outlook of that game. And when you didn't – it changed a lot of things.
And as we know, when you're on the road, you have to be able to take some pressure off of yourself early.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, if that home crowd gets to really get in it and you're not in the game or up 10, 14 points, good luck.
You let them hang around. So we'll talk to Chris Gordy at 5:25, and then at 6 o'clock you can catch the interim head coach Frank Wilson show with the LSU Football Coaches Show. Then at 7, you've got a choice. WLF 105.3 FM and the Odyssey app will bring you the high school football playoffs on the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup with Ian Ozan and Coach Lou Vowden. Or here are the Pelicans and the Lakers on the Big 870. Just come on out to Rouse's Market right here on Lapalco and Marrero. Grab some groceries for your tailgate party. Hang out with myself and Deuce McAllister at the Rouse's. And we do this every year. It is... whether you're getting ready for football or you're getting ready for Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving is not till November 27th. It's the free Butterball turkey when you purchase a Hormel Cure 81 ham. So you buy that spiral ham at $2.99 a pound, and you get up to a 12-pound free frozen Butterball Grade A turkey. The limit's one, and you got to have a $25 purchase. But this is a big promotion.
So it's a huge promotion
because
Mike.
I know.
But also
they run out of turkeys.
They run out of turkeys. But that's what I was about to say. Do you have to kind of do it in advance, or they've got enough of them, quote unquote, on stock for that day?
I think they're okay because it's a long promotion. So because today is what, the 14th, and so you've got Thanksgiving until the 27th.
You can't wait to Thanksgiving.
No, I think that's why they're elongating it.
Okay.
So that they can make sure they got the stock.
Because I'm talking to you specifically.
I'm wondering why you're talking to me about the Rouse's turkey
because
stock.
I don't want you to wait to think you can come in this store on the 27th, 25th?
I don't know.
It's 27th.
So now you
November the 27th.
Yep.
And buy that ham.
No.
And think you're going to get that turkey.
Nope.
Because one of them ain't going to get cooked. I can tell you that right now. If you come in the store, it's 7 o'clock, Thanksgiving morning.
Nope.
Talking about you need that
free turkey. Well, the turkey be frozen. At least the ham, you can eat the ham. The ham's ready to roll.
One of them you ain't going to be able to cook.
That's right. That's right.
And the other complaint, don't you – I got a couple buddies that are firefighters. Now, don't you drop that frozen turkey into that grease.
Ooh, no.
Don't you drop that frozen turkey into that grease. Because guess what you're going to make? A hot mess.
Fire. That grease will boil over your pot down to where your propane tank is, and you will have a fire. You know how I know that?
Don't tell me it's been you.
It wasn't a turkey. It was some chicken, and it was a mess. And it was many, many years ago. I learned my lesson.
Here go the many, many years ago part.
I've learned my lesson. You're right.
That was just a couple of days ago.
It was not. It's been a while since Jefferson Parish Fire people have been to our house. Maybe 5 years. You remember, we were here earlier. It was September 5th. So we sat here, same location, same spot, talking about Arizona. Saints hadn't played a game. Yep. LSU was, you know,
a lot
we're
of
talking
hope.
About Nussmeier, and we're talking about, you know, national championship and all this stuff. And man, it's just a lot. Now he's sitting here on November 14th. LSU's trying to get a win to get it to be bowl eligible. Saints are 2-8, but the Saints, I feel like for an open week, this week is just, it's a bye week. But then people go, oh, it's a bye week, nothing going on. Dude. The bye week, when people look in the calendar, they see that bye week. That's fairs, that's weddings, that's everything. The Pelicans play tonight, Sunday night, Monday night. There's just so many things. Prep football playoffs begin tonight. There's so much going on. Tulane tomorrow, LSU tomorrow. It's an open week for the Saints. So, but everything else, they look at that bye week and they go, all right, that's what we're doing.
Yeah, well, the clock doesn't stop, and it's really, you know, because the Saints – don't necessarily control their own schedule. That's right. Run by the NFL.
Right.
So you really don't know. And schedules come out in May. You can kind of guess. You know who the opponent is going to be, but you don't know when you're going to play them. And so it's always intriguing. But once that bye week is set, then, yes, you get a ton of activities that get lined up just because you know that, hey, on Sunday I want to be free. And now I have a little freedom because the Saints aren't playing, right, then you can do a lot of other things.
And they do not have, as we get ready to take our break, there's no Monday night, Thursday night, or any other primetime game that would have given you a Sunday somewhere along the way, a short week and a bye, you know, with a Thursday night game or a Monday night game or a Sunday night game. So you don't have any of that either. So, but they'll be playing the Falcons. It's Falcons in Carolina this weekend. We'll talk a lot about that. Take a break. Mike Austin, Deuce McAllister. We're at the Rouses, 6205 LaPalco Boulevard in Marrero. Here till 6 o'clock. Stay with us here on WWL. Welcome back to WWL's Fans in a Pro, live from Rouses Market, 6205 LaPalco in Marrero. Don't forget to shop and save on all of your Thanksgiving favorites, or make it easy. Here's something we didn't even talk about. Make it easy. Just have Rouses. Let them do it all. Rouses complete holiday meals. Then you just come by and pick it up. Mike Austin along with Deuce McAllister. Some teams have already started, but the road to Caesars Superdome begins in earnest tonight. The playoffs. And then December 11th, 12th, and 13th are the 3 days. And so you are going to a game tonight, I know, when we finish here.
Yep, I'll head to a game tonight, and good luck to all the teams that are in the playoffs. It's, that's something that sometimes we take for granted. And, you know, I say we, I mean, as a player, you kind of take it for granted, think that you'll get there every year, and sometimes that's not the case. So, you know, good luck to all those teams that's competing, and, you know, hopefully we will see you in the Superdome.
That's right. And so it's in the first round, because of the way with the select and non-select, you just don't have enough teams in some
situations.
You have byes, and you also get some weird kind of games, and, you know, you're in one tonight. You're playing Beekman Charter. Never heard of them. They're 3-6, right? You're going, all right, 3-6. Right? So I'm like, now I'm in. Yeah,
You're down the rabbit hole.
Here I go. And so they have three wins. I'm going, all right. They won 50-24, 34-0, and they won their last game. Did you see it? Do you know where I'm going?
Oh, yeah.
They beat Madison 86-58. That was their last win.
We're talking football now.
They are 14 points from 100. And it just got my attention. So, I mean, you're 3-6, but you put 80. Now, how'd you like to be Madison getting on that bus?
Because mm-hmm.
it was a road game for them. And you score 58.
Mm-hmm.
And you lost by a tag on near 30.
So, the question becomes, who's playing defense?
I didn't know what that is. That's 140, 100, you know, good. That's,
You're definitely over 1,000 probably. You're close. If you're not over, total.
Yeah.
Amongst both teams. You would assume, but I do know, and Beekman is not alone. A lot of teams, they feel that they can't stop you defensively. So every time they score, they onside kick. And I know a couple schools do that.
Really?
Yep.
I don't know that I've ever – if I knew that or not.
Yep. A couple, not only in high school, in Louisiana, Mississippi, and in Arkansas. Every time, if they score, they're kicking onside.
Wow.
So they're playing the odds. Well, hey, we can't stop you anyway. So we like our chances of getting the ball back via a funny bounce, maybe a guy not recovering it. Maybe, you know, we just want the odds to be in our favor. We want more possessions.
I was going to say, what actually happens as well is if your defense is that bad, if they're scoring from 55 yards out, you're going to get the ball back quicker.
You want more possessions.
Right, just getting get more possessions.
You want more possessions. And so I know a few teams that play in that manner, and it's just like, you know, you're intrigued by it. It gets frustrating.
Yeah, I can, you know.
I can imagine a long, long game. Mike, you talk about, we're in, you know, normally maybe 2 hours, 2.5 hours. We're in hour three and 45 minutes with – 8 minutes left in the full quarter.
Well, I'd like to know the length of that game, Madison and Beekman Charter. But also want to give a quick shout-out to Magazine Pizza. They feed our Saints game day crew. Magazine Pizza, 1068 Magazine, dine in or delivery, the best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza also has pastas, sandwiches, wings, and salads. MagazinePizza.com. Pelicans are busy. Boy, they're in the middle of a five-game, or I guess the second game of a five-game homestand. It's the L.A. Lakers tonight. We'll talk about the Pelicans and, you know, what their situation. You know, it's tough. They lost to Portland. But we'll talk with Nick Friedell when we come back about the Pelicans and the Lakers tonight, then Sunday night, then Monday night. Lots coming your way. We're at the Rouses at 6205 in LaPalco, or on LaPalco in Marrero. Mike Austin, Deuce McAllister, Fans in the Pro, back after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back to WWL's Fans and the Pro. We are broadcasting live from the Rouse's Market at 6205 LaPalco Boulevard in Marrero. Come by, get everything you need Thanksgiving or your weekend football needs. Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister. On the line is Odyssey Sports NBA insider Nick Friedel. Check out all of Odyssey's newest sports podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Nick, welcome to the show.
Guys, it's great to be with you.
So here we go, man. The Pelicans are in this big homestand. They got the Lakers tonight. It's a cup game for them, you know, and it's just been tough. They lost to Portland to start this homestand. Immediately, of course, people will go, well, what's the situation with Zion and with LeBron? LeBron has not played yet at all this year, and no Zion yet tonight as he comes back from the hamstring. Just your overall your thoughts about the, you know, not the young players yet, but just your overall thoughts on the Pelicans and what you've seen.
I just feel so, so sorry for all my friends down in New Orleans. Because, guys, that is a rough, rough time right now. I mean, to start the way they have, Zion, of course, he got hurt again. He just can't stay out on the floor. I mean, if you're looking for positives, you see the way that Trey Murphy and Sadiq Bey played at least the other night, and Derek Queen has had his moments, but they're just so far away, and it's been the same theme all along. I mean, I feel bad for Willie Green and his staff. It seems like they just cannot get a healthy team out there on the floor, but when you have the problems that the Pelicans have, every time they go out there, all I keep going back to is this is all on ownership. when you continually have the issues of getting a team on the floor playing together and they just can't find their way, and you change the front office and that doesn't seem to have worked. I'm sure a coaching change is on the horizon. I don't think that's going to do what needs fixing here. I think when a team is this poorly run and has struggled this much for so long, you go straight up all the way to the top and you say, what is the problem at the top of the food chain there?
Well, I guess my question becomes, when you say it's the ownership issue, what different can the ownership give, I guess, is the question, or do from that standpoint? Because when you ask from a coaching's perspective or a general manager's perspective, you wanted XYZ flipped. They have flipped probably 70, 80% of anything that was asked, whether it was staff, whether it was players, whether it was training, and even GM. So I guess I'm just curious from that standpoint.
I think the problem, at least in my experience in the league, is when you have a team that is struggling consistently as much as the Pelicans have been now for a long time, you can change the coaching staff, you can change the front office. They have there is something that is wrong, though. And guys, I couldn't tell you exactly because I haven't spent nearly as much time around the Pelicans over the last few years, but when they're having those kind of problems, you are picking the wrong people to do the jobs. And that's why I say it goes back to ownership. I mean, always, when a team is struggling, again, from what I've seen in the league, usually that means that ownership isn't spending the money the way they should be from top to bottom. So that would be my first guess. If you're not spending money like your peers in the league, you're going to have issues. On top of that, though, when you are struggling like this, I just don't think you're hiring the right people. And, again, that goes all the way up to the top. So I know Joe Dumars and that staff, they just started. We'll see how that goes, although it didn't start off so hot with that trade at the draft. But, you've got to give it time. I think what I keep going back to with the Pelicans is, the Zion experience just has not worked. And I know they don't want to move him because they wouldn't get nearly close to value in return, but I think it's long past that time. I say get the best deal that you can make it, and move forward, because you are just stuck with him on your roster in this perpetual state of, let's see what happens when he can get on the floor with our young talent. I just don't think that's going to happen. I think there are much bigger issues within an organization when the problems have arisen the way that they have. And until they get the right people in place to fix them, and until the ownership decides to make even more changes, I think they're going to stay in the spot that they've been in NBA irrelevance.
On the line is Odyssey Sports NBA insider Nick Friedell. Check out all of Odyssey's newest sports podcasts on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And I will say that Mrs. Benson, because it's an open week, I talked to her on Tuesday, and she also sat down with the newspaper and Jeff Duncan, and she supported Mickey Loomis, Saints general manager. She supported Willie Green, Pelicans head coach, Joe Dumars, and also that neither team was for sale. So it's not in this situation, we typically wouldn't have heard a lot from ownership, but this week we did. When you look at the youth of this team, Jeremiah Fears, 10 points in his last 8 games, at least better than any other rookie. Sadiq Bey, to me, man, he had season high 25 against Portland. Derek Queen was 12 of 18, career high 26 off the bench. You talked about, Trey Murphy. I mean, is there enough, if we kind of take out of the situation right now in the Zion, because it is what it is, are you seeing enough youth out there to build around?
To me, all the guys that we're talking about seem like periphery pieces to a star player who would help deliver them out of the kind of general malaise that they've been down there and they've had for a while. But guys, in the NBA, that's much easier said than done. Now, I think that's why there's so much frustration, and I'm sure there's sadness down there in New Orleans about what's going on with Zion, because he was supposed to be the guy. And let me tell you, you cannot make it in the league if you don't have the guy. Every team needs to have the star that they're building around. And to your point, I think that the talent, especially the younger talent, it does seem to be progressing pretty well. But when you're not winning games, you can have guys scoring all the points you want. It's a bottom line business, especially in pro sports, and they're just not winning. So that's why you can't just say, all right, well, you make one move or two moves and everything's going to be fixed. I think the Pels specifically are a long way away from that. I think the first move that Joe Dumars and Gail Benson need to make is to move Zion. Because once you do that, you set up whatever the next part of your future will hold. So long as he's on the roster, you're just waiting for the same old cycle to hit. I mean, we see the talent. When he's out there, great. But he's just not out there that much. And you can't be reliant on a young player who's been there a while now who's just not out there. So I know it would be really tough to swallow given how much time and money and energy has been invested in him being the face of this team. It's just not going to happen. And once you come to that realization and you move forward, I think everybody else involved, especially those younger players that we mentioned, will get more opportunity, and there will be a burden off the organization that has been there for a while.
Yeah, no, I think that you made some, you know, some valid points in some of that argument. But, you know, you can always push back from being on the ground here and kind of a little bit more adapt of what's actually going on instead of a bird's eye view of, you know, an overview of it. Look, I agree. It's hard to build any team with around a player that's not available. But that doesn't discount every other player that's out there giving effort and performing. At the end of the day, this is a win-loss business. You can talk about guys getting better. Yes, you do have guys getting better. But the onus has to fall somewhere. And right now, this team isn't winning. And so at some point, there will be other moves that they do have to make. You know, and whether that first one is trading Zion or, you know, you make a move as far as the staff is concerned, you know, we'll kind of wait and see how that all unfolds. The other part of it is we know how tough the West is. The West is obviously a lot tougher than the Eastern Conference. And so you do need your star player available if you're going to compete. And the goal was not just to make the play-in game, but to actually qualify for the playoffs. Now, a couple of teams have underperformed so far. You know, they're dealing with their same injuries as the Pelicans are, you know, and you'll see if you can put something together over the next couple of weeks, but it's been too stagnant and frustrating from an outside as well as an inside look of what they've tried to do. And, you know, it'll just be, hey, let's see if you can go out there and compete, and let's see if you can compete at a high level going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think when you look at that situation in totality, that's why, guys, there was so much just head scratching around the league when Dumars made that move to trade next year's pick. I mean, Derek Quinn could be a nice player, but next year's draft is supposed to be loaded. And when you are not in a position roster wise to really make that kind of jump, then what the hell are you doing? So there are so many different flaws within that organization. And there are a lot of hard decisions that are going to have to come here in the near future. But to the point about younger players and the development, that's all well and good. And I think there are nice pieces there. But when you don't have so many other pieces, and this goes obviously beyond Zion, you need to keep drafting well and making sure that you are putting the younger players in an environment to have success and to get better night in and night out. And when you give up one of those picks, man, oh, man, with all the different holes on that roster, I think that decision is going to look much worse over time.
What about Golden State? I know we had the Lakers tonight and then Golden State on Sunday, and I know you know well about them. What does that matchup look like?
I think when you look at the Warriors, you wonder, guys, and this, you know, it actually ties into – the Lakers-Pelicans game tonight. The Warriors have a cup game against the Spurs here in a few hours. The Warriors' biggest issue so far this season is which team is going to show up that night because they've got Steph and they've got Draymond and they got Jimmy Butler and they have proud veterans who still believe that they have a chance at a title later in the year. But their biggest problem is on the nights when they want to show up, they can play with anybody except probably the Thunder. I saw them the other night for the first time this season. They are unbelievable. I don't think anybody is going to beat them if they stay healthy. But when you have a team like Golden State that knows how to play, knows how to win in the biggest games and still has Steph playing at this level, you're always going to have a chance. But this is the issue, I think, on a broader league discussion that the NBA is having. Because, guys, I've been an NBA fan my whole life. I'm 42 years old. I would not pay to go to a regular season game until it was about 30 minutes before that game started because you just don't know who's going to be out there. And to the point about the Warriors, even when the main stars are out there, you don't know if they're really going to show up and play all the way that night. Now, the other night in San Antonio they did, and they got the best of Wemby, and it was a really fun game. But they've kind of sleptwalked through several games this season, and it's why they're sitting around 500 about a month into the season. So I'll be curious to see, specific to them, what happens here in the next couple of days and how revved up they are to play a bad Pelicans team. But I think it's a much broader question about the league. The product is good when the stars are out there and they're playing at their best. The product really suffers when guys are going through injuries that happen over the course of the year, but even more when the main guys are out there and they just aren't playing up to the level everybody's used to seeing them at.
Well, Nick, we appreciate it, my friend. It's going to be a tough task for the Pelicans. You're right. We're talking about the Lakers, Golden State, Oklahoma City. Three games in the next 4 days. So appreciate your time. Thanks for your insight.
Guys, this is when you go and you knock down a hurricane or two at a local establishment and try to make everything feel better. Good luck to everybody.
Thank you, my friend. That was Odyssey Sports NBA insider Nick Friedell. Check out all of Odyssey's newest sports podcasts on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Take a break. Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister, we're at the Rouse's 6205 LaPalco Boulevard in Marrero. Back after this, Fans in the Pro here on WWL. Welcome back, Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister. Getting close to news at 5 o'clock. We're here till 6 o'clock tonight. And don't forget, let's pack that dome, ring the noise, and beat Atlanta. You can win tickets to the Saints' next home game against the Atlanta Falcons. Score 2 premium tickets to the game, plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. We're talking open bar with premium liquor and all-you-can-eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May, all overlooking Champion Square. Winning is easy. Go to WWL.com/contests to enter one time every day for your chance to win Saints Falcons tickets from Saints Radio, WWL. It ends next Thursday, November 20th at 11:59. And it is the open week. Don't hear a lot usually from Mrs. Benson, but I talked to her on Tuesday, Jeff Duncan, and she fully supports Mickey Loomis. She fully supports Willie Green, and you know, she ain't selling the teams. Teams are not for sale. So there was a pretty bold statements from Mrs. Benson this week.
Yeah, I know. I think she said she'll be, 79 in January, yep, roughly. And, that's always going to be floated out because you don't publicly know the succession plan.
It's a group.
I mean, you say it and people still don't, right, don't want to hear that or, right, believe that. Right. And then when you talk about the Pelicans, that's the team, the Memphis Grizzlies. Those are the two teams that are always thrown up to, hey, one of those teams is going to Seattle. The other one will be whether it's in Vegas or wherever the other expansion city is. Those are the two teams that gets mentioned. And right, some of that is because of, particularly for the Pelicans, once the new arena or renovations are announced and you talk about the lease being signed, that will help alleviate it. But as we both know, that doesn't make it ironclad. I mean, because whatever happens 20, 30 years, you can't tell another individual if they have that asset that, hey, you can't move that.
Right. It's tough because we just finished the renovation of the Superdome with the same people, the Saints,
But it's going on. Even if it's tough. Yeah. I mean, Mike, life is tough. You got to be a big boy. You got to, hey, this is a, you know, you have two assets, two teams, and, you know, from a neither asset as far as the teams own the buildings. So how can we improve them? How can you make them where they're, you know, you would love to say top five, but can we get in the top 12 as far as buildings and renovations? Now, guess what it's going to cost? Money.
Yep.
Going to cost a lot of money. Where does that money come from? You know, and you're talking about the on-the-court product. It's a lot easier for me to say, hey, we got another ticket raise if you're continuing to be in the playoffs. It's a lot harder when you talk about it. Hey, I got another ticket raise. When the last time you was in the playoffs?
Yeah.
That's the reality that we're dealing with.
That is true. We are at the Rouses on Marrero, 6205 LaPalco Boulevard. Mike Cost, Deuce McAllister with you until 6 o'clock tonight. We're going to talk LSU football, SEC, with Mr. Chris Gordy coming up at 525. And again, high school football, the 7 o'clock, the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup on WL 105.3 FM or the Odyssey app. The news is next. Stay with us here on Fans of the Pro.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to WWL's Fans of the Pro. We are broadcasting live from the Rouses Market at 6205 LaPalco Boulevard in Marrero. It's right at Marrero and Ames. You can't miss us. Get ready for Thanksgiving. Shop and save at Rouses for everything you need for your holiday meals. And if you'd rather just skip the cooking, Rouses has the complete holiday meal ready for you. And I know it's Friday the 14th, but Rouses is a pretty good place to be on Saturday the 15th from 11 to 2. And this is all Rouses. It's their taste of the holidays. They just have samples of Rouses family recipes and festive holiday treats all throughout the store and at all stores. So tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., check out Taste of the holidays. It's kind of a cool, I know, you know, the teams aren't doing well right now, but it's a cool time of year. You got high school football playoffs. We got the Bayou Classic coming up, Saints football and the Falcons on the 23rd, and just, you know, the weather's changing a little bit. Still not, you know, not cold. It was cold earlier this week. And now you just want to see how things kind of wrap up. Tulane football, as we were talking last Friday, they were getting ready to play Memphis, beat Memphis. So they play tomorrow against Florida Atlantic at 3 o'clock.
Homecoming,
LSU,
right?
Yep. LSU is early, and so, man, this is still a lot to be decided, right? I mean, you look at the playoff matchups and, you know, the top 12 and how things are going to finish up, and there's four of the top seven right now in the latest playoff poll are SEC. Man, that, you know, and then we kind of talked about it in the break. I don't know who I'd like to be more, but I wouldn't mind being Jimmy Sexton right now. Jimmy Sexton, I said, who's Lane Kiffin's agent? It's Jimmy Sexton. Because he's mentioned for every job that is open currently in any level of football.
Yeah, whether you're talking college, high-level college, or even NFL.
Yeah.
You know, and a couple of NFL jobs that aren't even open. he has been mentioned in it. And so for Jimmy, I've known Jimmy for a long, long time, and he's always been a shrewd guy. He rarely, and that's been Lane's style, not to talk about or negotiate during season. But this one, he may have to do something very, very soon as far as Oxford is concerned, because the powers that be, they either are at the point where, one, you're having the best season that you've had right. in 50-plus years when you talk about probably winning one more game, and they have a big one against Florida, of course, and you're in the college playoffs, the 12-team playoff. If there was a 12-team playoff, your team would have been in last year, but you didn't take care of your business against one team being Florida, one team being Kentucky at home. And so at the end of the day, what it comes down to is really for Lane, where do you want to be? That's really honestly what it's going to come down to, because from what I know from structure-wise and pay-wise, the top big three, they're going to give you what you want.
Yeah, the money's going to be there.
The money will be there. The NIL commitment will be there. It'll be what's your preference. And so Lane probably is domino one that falls, and then you have these other dominoes that will fall, because LSU would normally be a top domino, but we kind of know what has happened there. They'll still get a very good coach, but I don't think that they're going to get the elite tier one coach, if that makes sense.
No, but I also think that they have not really been able to start the process. And I think the whole Brian Kelly court battle, if it gets to that point,
I don't think that that helps and hurts you. And the only reason I say is that money is the money. I mean, whether you have to pay it all or whether you have to pay 20 or 30% or whatever it may be, that money is the money. You know, they'll figure that part out. But as you talked about, at some point, a good coach is going to get 6 years or 7 years. And I know there's pushback, whether it's publicly or privately, there's pushback in that essence. Guess what a good coach is also going to get? You're not getting a good coach for less than in the SEC where they're fishing. They're not fishing in a little pond.
That's right.
They're fishing in a big pond. Guess what? You're not getting them for less than $10 million. I mean, and that's here.
Right. That's
where we are with college football.
Right. Before Kelly got fired, we were never even talking about it. You got to go, well, we got his buyout, and guess what? The next guy's gonna want the same thing.
The next guy, no. Next guy's not gonna want the same thing. Next guy's gonna want that in a raise. If you're willing to pay that guy,
right,
this, then I think I'm worth more than what you were paying that guy. Now you got to have some skins on the wall. You can't just say, hey, man, look, you know, you can charm them as much as you want, but at the end of the day, you got to have some skins on the wall and a little proof. But when you're fishing in that pond, it's not going to be pretty. I mean, and so elite program, we already know that. I mean, you talk about
what you've done in the last 5 years, what you've done in the last 10 years, that speaks for itself. You know, the NIL, that speaks for itself. I'm not preaching. You know, you could argue about process and some different things about that, but that's a different story. But you also have Florida that's out there. You also have Auburn that's out there. You also have Arkansas that's out there. And, oh, what about those couple of NFL teams that you mentioned?
Yeah.
Don't you think that they're going to be pulling if they can't get a known commodity? They're going to make a phone call to the elite head coaches at some of the universities out there. There's a name in Texas that has already been floated. So if he takes one of those other jobs, now you got a place like University of Texas that's open. That, guess what? They got plenty of money. They got plenty of money. So, I mean,
you also got Penn State.
I didn't even go up to Northeast.
Oklahoma State. Yeah. I mean, the number of coaching vacancies right now is
blue bloods.
Staggering.
Blue. And Penn State has a ton of money, has a ton of blue chip prospects in the DMV area, in Penn State, in Pennsylvania, and in New Jersey. They can go and get.
Right.
They can go and get. I didn't even talk about them, but I mean, I just tried to stay in the Southeast. But
I know it's because but to your point, Lane is the first domino, and then these other, you know, entities, which ain't small entities.
No, they're definitely not.
Right.
Penn State can pay a coach. Penn State can pay a coach $10 million plus easily. And guess what? They're still going to pay the buyout for Franklin.
Yeah.
You know, Franklin is flirting with Virginia Tech on that job, and it'll be interesting to see if he takes that one or if he does get back in the SEC, because he was at Vanderbilt at one point in time. And, you know, does Vanderbilt lose their coach? That's another thing out there, because they have an outside shot at getting into the playoffs. And Mike, this whole rant started with – the SEC teams and how many of them are ranked in the
top seven right now.
Four in the top seven.
Right.
And then a couple weeks ago, Greg Sankey, the commissioner, felt like that, hey, we need six teams, which I think is absurd. I think that you will get four, possibly five in, but you don't need six or seven teams. I mean, you've got enough good other teams. I think you'll get four in, possibly five. It just depends on who beats each other up over the next couple of weeks. But there are plenty other teams, Tulane being one, James Madison being another. Texas Tech deserves to be in. I'll be intrigued to see if BYU can get in. You know, Indiana will be in. Ohio State will be in. I mean, there's plenty of teams out there. Arizona State is another one. You know, I think they deserve to be in. And so it'll be intriguing how it all shakes out and unfolds. But I think he starts as the first domino.
Oh, yeah.
And then some other coaching positions will get to be filled up.
Quick shout out to Magazine Pizza for feeding our Saints game day crew. Magazine Pizza, 1068 Magazine. Dine in or delivery, the best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza with pastas, sandwiches, wings, and salads. MagazinePizza.com. Take a break. Come back. We'll talk with Chris Gordy. Lock down the SEC, and we'll figure out what's going on in the conference and LSU and Arkansas tomorrow. We are at the Rouses, 6205 Lepalco Boulevard in Marrero till 6 o'clock. Deuce McAllister, Mike Haas, Fans of the Pro, back after this. Welcome back, Fans of the Pro, 6205 Lepalco Boulevard in Marrero. We are at the Rouses. They got the taste of the holidays tomorrow. Don't forget LSU tomorrow. It's an early one, 7 a.m. Mike Atelier, Herb Tyler with the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust tailgating show. Then 9:45, catch LSU's official pregame show. Kickoff at 11:45, Chris Blair, Jacob Hester. Then after the game, Mike and Herb, the purple and gold point after from Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge. 16 surround sound TVs. Great place to hang out. Watch all the football thanks to the good folks at MAP Construction. Tigers and Razorbacks tomorrow at 7 a.m. My gosh, 7 a.m. WWL streaming live in the free Odyssey app. And a good friend of ours joining us again, and that's Chris Gordy, host on Locked on the SEC, at Chris Gordy. And I can't remember the last time we talked, Chris. Welcome to the show. You're on with Deuce and Oz. But I feel like if we go back in time and what we were talking about then with LSU football, might as well have been 10 years ago with the way things have changed. Deuce and I just spent the last segment talking about the coaching situation. I guess just from a football standpoint, I don't even know where to begin. Maybe the injury situation, Whit Weeks, Doug Nussmeier, you got a backup quarterback now into the mix. I mean, it is, I don't think I've ever seen anything that's moved so fast and so crazily as LSU lately.
Yeah, I think to me, guys, the biggest surprise, and we knew LSU, you know, bought this top recruit, transfer portal class, and they recruited very well. But I can't remember in recent years a veteran quarterback comes back for his, you know, fifth year super senior season and produce this bad. And I say produce because I don't want to pin it on Garrett and say he's bad. Obviously, the offensive line had a lot to do with it. Obviously, play calling had a lot to do with it. But, you know, I think we all kind of thought either he's going to stay the same, which was a 4,000-yard passer last year, or he's going to get better. And we made all those comparisons about the ginormous leap that Joe Burrow made, the big leap that Jaden Daniels made. And obviously, they were both Heisman winners. And I think most LSU fans would have been fine with Garrett not winning a Heisman. But I think we all thought 10-2 or better. And this was going to be a playoff team. Maybe not win the SEC because the schedule was tough. But after they beat Clemson week one, guys, I mean, I want to say I talked to you guys ahead of the Ole Miss game. It was like, man, this team, I mean, they can lose two games and they'll be just fine. But the rails came off the track here. And certainly, you know, a lot of it is pinned on the offense. And unfortunately, that falls at the quarterback's feet. And so, you know, Garrett Nussmeier's taking a big brunt of the blame this year. Obviously, the offensive line takes a lot of it as well, but it is wild how this thing has spiraled, obviously, with Brian Kelly being fired, and now just trying to finish the season strong, and that starts with a very hungry Arkansas team that is coming in with their sights set on a win tomorrow. So hopefully the LSU faithful come out and support this team because they're going to need it.
Yeah, when you talk about, you know, both teams really being on interim coaches and, you know, just the, I don't call it turmoil, but disappointment for both programs, who do you think would be in favor or in line to really be fired up to go and play that game? Is it an Arkansas team or is it an LSU team? I mean, because trust me, I know Arkansas was looking to have a good season because they were trying to keep their coach who was already on the hot seat. But for LSU, it wasn't just necessarily a good season. I mean, if you're being honest, LSU was playoffs, and then once we're in the playoffs, we're winning national championships, and obviously we know that's not going to happen. So do you see Coach Frank being able to keep that squad together and go out and play hard?
I sure hope so. I mean, at least the attitude you've heard from the guys. Look, we saw last week against Alabama. They gave everything they had, and you know, the defense played their behinds off. But let's not forget, we just saw 2 weeks ago Florida did the same thing against Georgia. Played their butts off. Probably should have won that game. Let it slip away in the final minutes, and then they went and laid a big fat egg against Kentucky this past week. So, you know, let's see that they keep that momentum up and keep that intensity up. And hands down, I mean, I think LSU still has better players. The only thing that I keep going back to is Taylen Green has been a very productive quarterback, one of those productive quarterbacks, not just in the SEC, but in the country this year. And if he didn't have a defense that was ranked, you know, in the 110s right now, Arkansas would have more wins than 2-7. And there is still a sentiment over there in Fayetteville that a lot of those players would like to see Bobby Petrino get that job. And I get it. You know, he hasn't won a game since he's taken over, but they've been close. I mean, a one-score loss to Tennessee, a one-score loss to A&M, close game with Auburn, and then, you know, lost by three to Mississippi State. They've been knocking on the door. And, guys, I'll tell you right now, the one thing, Blake Baker, give him credit, the defense played their butts off against Ty Simpson, but he's not a mobile quarterback. He can run, but he's not a running quarterback. Taylen Green can run. And we saw Diego Pavia get after it. We saw Marcel Reed get after it. And I'm just a little worried. I think Arkansas is thinking if they can get to 30 points, they're going to win this game. And unfortunately, I think Taylen Green's got the skill set that can get after this defense. Now, they did bottle him up last year at Fayetteville, but this year it's Bobby Petrino calling plays. He's the head coach, and you just wonder, you know, are they going to learn from last year's mistakes and dial up some plays that'll work on LSU?
Yeah, you wonder, you know, just going back and looking at it and then being able to play to his strengths. And Petrino, you know, obviously you can have different feelings about him as far as a coach, but I've always thought that he was a can be an innovative OC as far as with some of the things that he can do to you now. It's still, you still have to be able to go out and produce, but he's definitely a problem. Got a question for you. I know that LSU has rotated or used a different quarterback last week, and he'll probably get the majority of those snaps this week with Nuss kind of re-aggravating that injury. What different can they do? I mean, obviously, I know you can put in a little bit more RPO game to help, but what different can LSU do from an offensive line standpoint? Do you not have any other individuals that you feel comfortable with at least giving a shot? Or, you know, just it has to be quick game or run pass game to have some success, because you've got weapons. You've got a ton of weapons on the outside. Now, they've been a little inconsistent, but they've got, you know, elite guys on the outside.
Well, that was my thing, Deuce. I mean, like, we go week after week after week, and the offensive line not getting any better. I go, is this the best five we got? Like, you know, look, I'd make an open competition. We're coming to practice on Monday. May the best man win. Like, I guess, you know, the coaches know what they're doing, and this is the best five that they could put out there. But I like some of the wrinkles they showed early in the game last week. Alex Atkins rolled Nussmeier out twice, and it bought him time, kind of almost bootleg action to get him out in space, moving and looking for his wide receivers. And then they got away from that the rest of the game against Alabama. I don't know why they did that. Look, Van Buren gives you an extra wrinkle because he's got the running ability. We saw him do that a couple times against Alabama. Once or twice, you know, couldn't evade the defender, but Alabama's defense absolutely had to adjust last week when he came in. So I would have maybe some designed runs for him out in space, get him some easy crossers, some tight ends, whatever, coming back across the field to where, you know, give him an easy dump off, something like that. They need to make this a little bit simple for him and get him going, because this isn't like a guy that hasn't played much. I mean, he's played a ton of games at Mississippi State last year and looked pretty good at times. So I think he's not lacking confidence. I would say, you know, if it is going to be mostly Van Buren, because we know Nussmeier is banged up, they say, you know, probably start. But if it is Van Buren for much of this game, I want to see some more of those wrinkles, getting him out in space and making Arkansas have to respect it. But honestly, guys, you know, when Arkansas's defense ranks as bad as it is, 123rd in total defense, I think they're going to have a lot of success, LSU.
As you look around the conference, as we get, you know, the next 3 weeks are going to tell us a lot, of course. You can't look into your crystal ball, but Deuce and I were talking right now, four of the top seven in the last poll, SEC. As you look at the 12 and the playoffs, you know, what do you think? Four, five? How many get in?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say right now. I mean, I'd love to say, you know, I'd love to say five. I think most people are thinking probably four is the line, you know, just because so much can still happen. I mean, I think A&M is in a great spot right now, you know, undefeated. Alabama undefeated in the conference. You know, we'll see what Georgia does against Texas. If they beat Texas tomorrow, that's an elimination game for them. You know, if Alabama can beat Oklahoma tomorrow, I think they're sitting pretty as well. So those teams are all kind of sitting there. Of course, Ole Miss, you know, basically they beat Florida tomorrow. Even if they lose the Egg Bowl, I still think Ole Miss gets in at this point. So, yeah, I'd say four is a lock, but with some help, look, Vanderbilt, there's no reason why they can't finish the season strong and beat Kentucky and beat Tennessee. And they'll be sitting there as a very attractive 10-2 team with a couple of top 25 wins. So, you know, the key, guys, is going to be on conference championship weekend, that none of these other conferences steal another bid. If you think back last year, remember it was SMU. They lose on the last-minute field goal to Clemson. Clemson wins the ACC title game. They punch their ticket that way, and SMU gets in as an at-large. I think what you'd like is the SEC. It's whoever the favorite is in the ACC and the Big 12, that team goes on to win the Big 12 title conference, and hopefully those are only one-bid conferences.
So I just got to ask you in closing, at least for me, you know, you look at this, at the landscape of college football with coaching in Florida and Arkansas and Auburn and Penn State and Virginia Tech and UCLA and Oklahoma State and Brian Daboll and the NFL, the Giants. I mean, how do you follow the games on the field, and what is this landscape like from a coaching standpoint? You know, and Deuce said earlier that Lane Kiffin's the first domino. Ain't no domino fall until Lane falls. But after that, it's going to be pretty quick.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys remember the old Michael Keaton movie, Multiplicity, where he cloned himself. I think if Lane Kiffin could do that, man, he's up for every job out there. I mean, I'd love to see him at Florida, LSU, you know, the New York Giants, put him at every job. But, you know, ultimately it's going to come down to if Lane wants to stay there at Oxford. I've heard from several people that, you know, obviously I think he's very happy there. You know, does he think that, it's another challenge going somewhere else, that he could have more resources elsewhere? I give Ole Miss credit, and Deuce knows this. I mean, that fan base has stepped up their support big time for him there. And, you know, if they're willing to write the big check to keep him there, I think he stays. And so, you know, I just know this, guys. Any of these lists of Vegas odds about all the coaches and the openings, they're always wrong. I mean, very rarely are these lists right. So, you know, there's always a guy out of left field. I mean, I remember Lincoln Riley was the favorite for the LSU job a couple years ago, and here comes Brian Kelly. No one even knew Brian Kelly was available. So, you know, there's always names like that that come out of nowhere. So, look, this is the era we live in. It used to just be message boards, but now we got message boards, Twitter, Discord, everything else, with everybody's got a brother-in-law who knows somebody who knows something about the search, and 95% of them are wrong.
Well, we will see. We still got some football to play, thankfully, and so I appreciate your time. Always love to get your insight. Chris Gordy, host of Locked On SEC, at Chris Gordy. We'll see how it all shakes out. We'll see how it shakes out on the field, then we'll see how it shakes out off the field. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, fellas.
Thank you.
LSU and Arkansas tomorrow at 11:45. It's an early game. Our coverage begins at 7 o'clock in the morning. Take a break. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. We're at the Rouses at 6205 LaPalco Boulevard in Marrero here till 6 o'clock. And then you can listen to LSU's Football Coaches Show with interim head coach Frank Wilson. That's at 6 o'clock, but we'll take a break. Stay with us here on Fans of the Pro, WWL. Well, welcome back. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. We are at the Rouses at 6205 LaPalco Boulevard in Marrero until 6 o'clock. Then it's the LSU Coaches Show with interim head coach Frank Wilson. 7 o'clock, Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup, WWL 105.3 FM, or the Odyssey app. Or you have the Pelicans and the Lakers on WWL 870. That pregame begins at 6:30. So you got some choices tonight. Lots of things going on. Taste of the holidays here at Rouse's. And don't forget, this also begins that time when you can purchase a Hormel ham, buy a Hormel Cure 81 Spiral Ham at $2.99 a pound, and get up to a 12-pound free Butterball grade frozen turkey. Limit one per offer with a $25 purchase as we get close. I say closer to Thanksgiving. And I cannot believe we are almost an hour and 45 minutes. We really haven't talked about the Saints.
Well, no, and I got a question for you because somebody texted me about it, my thoughts on it. I don't know how much you followed it since we were talking Penn State a while ago.
Yeah.
And the Big Ten. So give me your thoughts on the private equity group that the Big Ten is entertaining.
Private equity is going to own everything before it's over. You know, private equity can buy NBA teams,
yep,
and parts of NFL teams.
Now that used to that used to not be the case, though.
Right, things have changed.
That used to not be the case,
and I totally get it. To me, you know, It ain't like people out there feeling sorry for any NFL or NBA owner. But if your team is worth $6 trillion, but you still got to pay your bills, what you see, like having your house worth $6 trillion. What I ain't doing, I don't get that money until I sell the house.
So, like I said, to a point, I get it. But those
I'm not saying it's good, by the way.
But those are professional teams.
Right.
Entities.
That's a different ballgame.
Yeah. Are not professional.
No.
Well, guess what?
But they are now, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, the play on the field in the court is professional. But those buildings, those assets are owned by a state. Right. And the people that pay taxes in it.
Yeah, there's slippery slopes, right?
So it's quote unquote a naming right deal where they would get, you know, TV is what's driving, you know, we could talk about the, what is it, YouTube and ESPN debacle. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. But as far as the private equity deal, it would give so much money to those Big Ten teams. But you would lose control as far as a lot of your media rights to, hey, we like this deal with this group. we like this deal. We want to broadcast it this way. And some of the big – in the Big Ten, I think who is neglecting or reluctant to do it, I know one is USC because they're, you know, basically their budget – athletics as well as in general fund is probably bigger than some cities. Right. We'll just go that direction.
Yep.
And then I would be truly, truly surprised, and I hadn't studied it enough, but I would be truly surprised if a brand like Michigan maybe and maybe even Ohio State are going down that road. Because when you think about those brands, now we're not even talking about whether they're winning currently, and you know, Ohio State obviously won a national championship, so I think they're doing pretty good. But when you talk about just the funds that they're bringing in, how weird would that be?
Yeah. Well, would private equity get more than 50% ownership?
Yeah.
I didn't recognize the private equity I was talking about with the NFL and the NBA.
No.
Are like 20-30%.
Yeah. But they're not the controlling interest.
Right.
The PEs here,
yeah,
they will be the controlling interest.
Mm.
So what they say you got to do, not you got any control that you can push back on, but what they say you basically got to do.
Wow.
I mean, but that's possibly where college
is spinning like a top.
I mean, it's – We talk about legislation having to step in, but guess what? Once that's done, guess what's going to happen? It's end up in court. Now, you know, you got class action cases, and, you know, I think one case I just saw was the 5 for 5 rule, where it used to be, hey, you got 4 years to play 5, and, you know, I think there's a class action now with Diego, the quarterback, what is it, Pavia?
Pavia, yeah.
Pavia, his case is now a class action because he basically was able to win and say, hey, my junior college years didn't count, got the extra year at Vanderbilt. It's paid off tremendously for Vanderbilt. Oof. I mean, but there is all kinds of little, we'll call them fires, that are happening.
That's exactly it.
All kind of little fires that are happening in the NCAA. And the question becomes, how do we stop it?
What do you put out first? We've got to put one of them out. Where do you begin? We'll take a quick break, come back, and say goodbye here on Fans and the Pro. Mike Austin, Deuce McAllister at the Rouse's Market, 6205 LaPaco Boulevard in Marrero. Back after this. Stay with us. I want to thank everybody for listening this afternoon. Mike Austin, Deuce McAllister. Thanks, of course, to the Rouse's Market here, 6205 LaPaco Boulevard. Check them out over the weekend. Get your free butterball turkey with the purchase of a ham. Check out the Taste of the Holidays. That's at all Rouse's tomorrow from 11 to 2. And I want to thank the Saints. Thank you for beating Carolina. Because I can't imagine what this week and next week would have been like.
I can. I mean, rough.
I mean, good.
Sick.
Golly.
The sun don't even want to come out. Sun even mad at you. Don't even want to come out and shine.
Although, it's been fun. You know, Tyler Shuck, huge step forward. But just, you know, the idle time we are looking at Shuck now is, you know,
he's the future.
One. He's the future.
Just one game.
Stack two together.
Let me see you do it twice.
Stack two. I'm serious. So thank you, because good gosh. It was
well, Mike. We've been there. I mean, we don't have to be there this week and next week, but you know, we know a little bit more adversity is coming, and so hopefully the Saints can kind of continue to right the ship, and we want our Pelicans, who have the Lakers tonight, to kind of right their ship and get their stuff together. I got some guys I know closely there. It's tough on them,
yeah.
You know, and not only from a player standpoint, but man. You know how hard it is selling a ticket right now?
you can't give them away.
Not only that, but if I'm in the ticket office,
yeah.
You know, that's a tough job. But, I mean, and so they need those guys to go out there and, you know, I don't want to say give effort, but execute. We'll go with execute. But, hey, I do want to shout out. You know, we on the West Bank, as some of them say, the best bank. We got to shout out Landry because I was over there by LB and Landry, and so I wasn't lost. I know we got to shout out Carr.
Yep.
I know we got to shout out Bell Chase, even Bell Chase Academy, South Plaque down there, maybe Lincoln,
South
Lafourche. But the one shout out, and hey, they've been in the dome already this year. Ed in the car,
yeah,
right over here,
number one in the state.
Hey,
woo,
go get it, go get it.
Thanks to Charlie Long in the booth, Jason Augusta, and Luke Augusta for helping us out this afternoon. Thanks to Neil and Zoe as well. This has been Fans in the Pro. Have a great weekend, everybody. Saints are off with the Pelicans tonight. Lakers, Sunday night they play against Golden State, and then Monday against Oklahoma City. Yikes! Thanks for listening to Fans in the Pro. Have a great night. LSU Coaches Show is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.